Today, the tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria continues from Ayat 28 in Surat Qasas. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Olukin will conduct the tafsir. Inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال ذلك بيني وبينك أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي والله على ما نقول وكيل.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق. الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قال ذلك بيني وبينك أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي والله على ما نقول وكيل. أفتى سيدنا شعيب عليه السلام وفات موسى one of his daughters and with the conditions attached to it. What did Moses say? Hadha bainak bainaka wa bainak. Hadha baini wa bainak. That you have said is between me and you. Ayyamal ajalaini qadaytu. Whichever of the terms that I fulfill, fala udwana alay. There is no blame or injustice on my part. Wallahu. Wallahu ala ma naqulu wakeel. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on what we have said, is our witness and the one to protect us from to protect us that we fulfill it. Alama nakulu, on what we have said, wakilum, he is one who will look after our agreement for us and make us to fulfill it. Here, Moses, alayhi salatu wasalam, was offered a lady from a great house, a prophetic house, but with the condition that he serves for 8 or 10 years. But let us remember that Moses just now was a prince in a kingdom that is a very strong kingdom, with all the pomp and pageantries available to him. He eats what he wants to eat. He dresses what he wants to wear. He does whatever he wants to do. But despite all this, his natural disposition never accepted injustice. He never accepted that he can stay in Pharaoh's house and see things being done wrongly and will keep quiet. He has abandoned this palace with all the pomps and pageantry, with all the comfort. He has taken off and went on emigration to another town where he has now come to, and he is being asked now to serve as a servant for him to be able to marry a wife. And he will do this service for 8 to 10 years. So let us look at it. How many of us can sacrifice our comfort, our position, our ceremonial biddings because we want to get a better life that is more of peace and more of happiness. Because Moses was in the palace of Pharaoh. He had everything. There was an apparent peace, but there was no happiness. He sees injustice day in, day out. The heart was not at peace. The heart was not happy. But he has come to a place now that yet he's going to be a servant for the next 8 to 10 years, but he is happy because he is with somebody for the first time that recognizes that there is Allah. This man said, Insha'Allah, Insha'Allah, Minasali. You will find out that by the grace of Allah, I'm of the righteous. He is also saying now that Wallahu ala ma naqulu wakil. It's not where he left that Pharaoh said he is God himself. He recognized that there are other gods, but he is also God where he is. So this should teach us all. That there is a situation of Anabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and there is this situation of Moses now. In the case of Anabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he entered the government and turned the government around to the correct path. But remember, the king in his own government did not say he is God. In the case of Moses, he got out of government that is already in to go and seek for peace and happiness with God. So, which means, if you are going to go inside the government, you have to ask yourself sincerely, this government I'm going into, do I have enough political strength to change things around? At least where you are. If you can't, then what are you going there for? Look at the pomp and pageantry that Moses had in Pharaoh's house. You can see he abandoned it. So what are you going to get that is up to what Moses had? He was a prince, well, an adopted son of Pharaoh, with all servants below him. But he has chosen to be a servant now himself. So he accepted this. From here, the ulama, they said, is it acceptable to marry your daughter out for a dowry that is not cash? Imam Shafi'i and Ahmad bin Hanbal, they are explicit that this is okay. Imam Malik, a lot of his students says no, it has to be cash. Some of the students said yes, you can give it in kind. And they rely on the hadith of the Prophet that allow that one of the Sahabat could marry a lady to teach her what he knows of the Quran. Can also that dowry be over a time postponed? Most of the people in the mazhabs agree that it can be postponed because of this, of what has happened in the case of Anabi Shaibu here, that you can postpone paying a dowry at a later date. If the person was not able to pay it and he died, it is taken from his estate and given to the lady. Anytime he's able to pay it, but it's on him to pay at a later date. So now, Anabi Musa has gotten married, but dowry will be paying until such a later date. And let us also remember that he committed a crime where he is that made him to live. That brought now the issue of seeking asylum or to be a refugee. So this UN Charter with regards to refugee of 1951, with its protocols and the rest, people should try to respect it. Countries should not try to start devising other ways that if a criminal has committed a crime and run to somebody else's country, you must follow him there and catch him. Internationally, this is wrong. By divan reach, it is wrong. Because if criminals know that if they run away, they will have no escape, they can stay and cause more havoc than you are imagining. So always, whenever somebody has committed crime and ran away, Islam allows him to go away. Stay and build what you have. You have rest of mind that the criminal has at least left on his own. But if you say you must follow the criminal and take him from where he is, you will not be doing the work in your that is just before you. You'll be doing something else. And the criminals can now come together, form a cult, and bring more problems for the country. So let us, as much as possible, respect refugee status, respect asylum charters, and let's not say that we must get criminal that has run away at all costs. This, in most cases, draws a country back rather than make it to progress. So he has accepted. Which of these terms is he going to carry out? There's 8 years and there's 10 years. For a prophet, we know that they like to do everything to the fullest capacity. But did he promise? No, he did not. Any of these two that I fulfill, there is no injustice on my part. Why? Despite the fact that the prophets, they like to fulfill the best of any issue, will he not say, now I will do 10 years? Because he's teaching all of us. Be very careful when you are offering your promise to anybody. Don't be very fast in offering promise. Because at the time that you are trying to offer a promise, you may be strong. When it comes to fulfilling it, you may not be strong. There was this Sahaba. He came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, "Oh Prophet, I want to be fasting every day." The Prophet told him, he said, "No. 3 days in a month is okay. That is the days of brightness, 13, 14, 15. He said, "Prophet, I'm stronger. I can do more than that." It's okay. 2 days in a week. He said, "I am strong. I can do more than that." He said, then the fasting of Prophet Dawood. There is no fasting better than that. You fast today, you break your fast tomorrow. Next tomorrow, you fast. The day after that, you break your fast. Then he accepted. Before the Prophet, when this man now got old, he has to do this fast, but with serious difficulty. Because he has taken this promise in front of the Prophet, there's no way he can go back on this promise. So whenever we are open to promise, let's not just be fast, thinking that we are strong now, let's take the promise. Do we know what will happen in the future? This is why, again, anytime you make a promise, fulfill it. This Sahaba showed us that even he was so weak, he still has to be fasting because his energy can carry it. But he himself, he was saying, had I listened to Abul Qasim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so I will not be punishing myself today. So let us not be in a hurry to make promise. We don't know whether we will be strong in the future to fulfill that promise.
فلما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهلهم امكثوا قال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون
فلما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب التور نارا قال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنس نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر أو جزوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام فلما قضى موسى الأجل after he has fulfilled his term وسار بأهله and he now was on the way with his family آنس بن جانب التور نارا he saw by the side of Tur fire. وقال لأهله, he said to his family, امكثوا, wait a while. إني آنست نارا, I have perceived fire far away there. لآتيكم منها بخبر, maybe from there I will bring for you an information. أو جزوة من النار, or a portion of fire. لعلكم تصطلون, so that you can warm yourself. here we are told that Musa has completed his term. What happened between this period, 8 to 10 period, we are not told. Is it 8 years that he completed or 10 years? The Prophet was asked. He said, Moses completed 10 years. He said, Moses, ajaril nafsihi. Moses himself has already bought for himself his future. Bi ifati nafsihi wa tu'matu batnihi. By his chastity in not touching a woman all the time that he was in Pharaoh's place as a prince, and by his making sure that he always eats halal. After he came to Anabi Shaibu, Inni Rabbi Inni bima anzalta ilayya min khayrin fakir. He has no food, he was looking for food. When he now came and Anabi Shaibu presented him with food, Moses said, no, I will not take. I will not take something for giving water to these ladies. I did it out of my contribution to seeing weak women. I'm not going to take payment for it. Because I'm from a house, I'm from a home that is a noble home. Because he has now known by the time he left that he's an Israelite, and he is from the house of Anabi Yaqub, and he therefore will not take a reward for a public service. Anabi Shaibu said, no, me too, I'm a prophet. This food I'm giving you is the hospitality I give to visitors that come. It has nothing to do with paying you. It is then he ate the food. He refused to take money for his work. And how did he stay there? He stayed there with his wife. The first thing Anabi Shaibu did, this is his only in-law for now, was to call him and give him a staff, the staff of the prophets that he inherited that is with him. He said, take, with this staff, you will be doing, taking the animals, wherever you are taking them. If you have to cut grass, you cut grass for them. You use it in hitting them, if you have to hit them, like that. It was reported that out of the patience of Moses, there was a day one of the animals ran, and Moses was running after him to bring him back to the flock. It took him the whole day chasing that particular one animal. By the time he got to where the animal is, he raised his staff, but he could not bring it to hit the animal. He said, you see, you suffered yourself, you suffered me. And he just brought the flock back. The angels were so proud that Moses suffered the whole day to bring one single animal back to the flock, but did not use his stick to hit the animal. So they were there, and when it was remaining 1 year for him to complete his 10 years to live, he told his wife, so go and tell my father that after I complete these 10 years, I will not continue to stay here. I will want to first go and visit my mother in Egypt. Then I will want to see what I will do with my life on my own. That will he be kind enough to give us some of his animals as gifts so that we go with it as our own capital to start our life. The wife went and told her own father, Anabi Shaibu. Anabi Shaibu said, yes, what I will do, the whole of this year that is remaining, all that will be given back to by the animal shall be for you. Those that don't resemble my animal, they shall be for you. Because most of the sheep and ram of Anabi Shaibu are black in color. Said, all that will be given back to that doesn't resemble my own, they will be for you. That way they can easily differentiate it. So there, when Moses was told, when he took the animals to go and get water, he stood by the water. Each of them that comes, he will take his staff and beat the animal's udder and the stomach, all of them, praying that may Allah make them to have an offspring. That's the meal. He said all the animals, female animal, had offspring except two. And all the offspring that was gotten came not resembling their mother. So it was easy to know which one was from Moses. And there was a lot of animal that belonged to Moses. This is the animal he now took. And he now took the wife. And he was on the way going. He decided to be traveling at night. That made him to get lost on the road, because he was still afraid that if anybody was to sight him among the Egyptians, and they tell Moses by the time he entered the land, it would be difficult for him. So he was traveling at night. He was now with his family going at night. Then the night was cold. It was dark. He wanted to light his lighter so that he can burn some firewood for his wife. And he found out that the lighter was refusing to light. This is the lighter that he has been using most of the time in his life. It's normally a piece of metal that you strike. Light will come out of it. You use it to start a fire. Then you now put whatever you want to burn. In that situation, he was so bothered. Look at my family. They're scolded. Look at the animal. Look at my child. What am I going to do? Then Anas bin Jani bin Turinara. He now turned and he was seeing fire by the valley close to the Mount of Tur. Quickly he told his family, Inni Anas Tunaram, in Kusu, stay a while. I'm seeing fire there. Lali Atikum min habi khabarin. We have lost the way. Maybe from there I will get somebody who will tell me which way we can through the bush so that we are not seen. Or I bring some fire to you, which you'll be able to use to warm yourself. This was his own need. He wanted to know the way to continue his journey. He wanted fire because his lighter refused to work for him to bring to the wife and warm the wife as a responsible man.
أتاها نودي من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن في البقعة المباركة من الشجرة أن يا موسى إني أنا الله رب العالمين.
فلما آتيها نودي من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن في البقعة المباركة من الشجرة أن يا موسى إني أنا الله رب العالمين. فلما آتيها, after he came to where he saw the fire, نودي من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن في البقعة المباركة من الشجرة, he was called unto من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن, by the right hand side of the valley, fil bukat al mubarakati, in this blessed precinct, min al shajarati, from the tree. An ya Musa, in ya ana Allah rabb al alamin. O Moses, I am the Lord of all the worlds. In Surah Taha, it came with the details of it. Ya Musa, inni ana rabbuka fakhlayna alayka innaka bilwadi almuqaddas tuwa wa ana ikhtartuka fastami lima yuhi innani ana Allah la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimi salata li dhikri wa anna sa'ata atiyatun aqad ukhfiha litujzi kulli nafsin bima tas'i. There Allah first of all asked Moses to remove his shoes, that is entering a blessed precinct, and when he heard the sound from everywhere, not a particular direction, everywhere around the place, he was seeing the tree as green as possible, the fire burning as fast as possible. The tree is not being burnt, the fire is not abating, and the sound is from everywhere. Without this sound, is not like the normal sound you hear. You couldn't, there is nothing like letters of the sound beginning or the end. It's at once, he's hearing all. أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فأعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. I'm Allah, none but me. Worship Allah and establish Allah to remember me. Here he said, أنا الله رب العالمين. I'm Allah, the Lord of the whole creation. Here, Moses was hearing all this from every direction, but seeing it coming from the tree. The eyes are hearing, the body is hearing, the heart is hearing, the ears are hearing. Because hearing from Allah is not with the ear, it's with everything that is with you. Here, the Sufis, they say, we have to be very careful. What we don't understand, let's not say we must understand, but let's accept it as it is. We know that Allah's speech has no beginning, has no end. Allah's speech is part of his attribute that is with him. How come from the tree that is burning, that is still green, it is being said, I am Allah, the Lord of the world. If this statement can come out from a tree, then it can come out from anything that Allah has created. Even more so a human being. It is not correct to say that if it comes out from a human being, that human being has committed shirku. We have to find out what is the state of the human being that it came out from. Because as a human being, with regards to alertness, we have three states. We have a state where your alertness is towards the external. When you are looking, you can see the sun, you can see the person before you, you can see the tree, you can see everything. That your alertness is outside. There, you can speak, you can talk. If you are to be asked about Allah in that circumstance, you see Allah as something that is hidden from you. Allah is in the game. Here, wal awwal wal akhir wal zahir wal batin. If anybody was to ask you, are you seeing God? You will say no, because you are seeing everything surrounding you. But if we are to go to the second state of alertness of a human being, when a human being gets very alert, not with what is surrounding him, but his own heart and his own thoughts, he gets to the extent of soliloquizing. When a person is soliloquizing, he is talking now to himself without knowing that even people are surrounding him. Because you see him talking to himself. People will say, what's wrong with this person? Is he mad? Is he talking to himself? At that time, he doesn't know that anybody is surrounding him. But he is so immersed in his own thought that he's now talking to himself. This is the state the Prophet said, Anta abudallaha ka'annaka tarahu fa'illam takun tarahu fa'innahu yaraka. For you to be so much immersed in talking to Allah in your heart that when you are saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you are not seeing anybody, you are not hearing anybody again. This is where you say, La ilaha illa anta. You are before Allah and you are talking to Allah. The first level where your alertness is towards the outside, Allah is in a state of hidden form, you are saying, La ilaha illa hu. Allah, la ilaha illahu. Allah, there is none but him. Him is third person singular, which means is absent. La ilaha illa anta, which means first person singular. You are talking directly to the person. What of a situation where a person is not, that is requiring, is not even knowing that he's talking? Sometimes somebody will say something. You said, you said this just now. I said so. No, I didn't. I never said so. No, you said so. Which means it jumped out of him. He did not know when he said it. This is the situation that we find some people do. And they are mad if it continues for a long time. So what he's saying, he doesn't know he's saying it. He will tell you at that time, he is this, he is this, he is this. If you take him to the psychiatric doctors, they'll say, no, this person is mad. All that he says at that time has no judgment. By the time they give him medicine, they treat him. When he is okay, and you now ask him, you said this just now. He said, no, I never said it. So this state is when a person has forgotten himself. Who speaks on his behalf at that time? Is other Satan speaking on his behalf? Or his son speaking on his behalf? Or Allah can speak on his behalf, like he's speaking on behalf on this inanimate, this tree. Because the tree is not Allah. But Moses is hearing the sound coming from the fire where there is tree. The same way, a person that has gone into a state where he has forgotten himself can say this kind of things, but it cannot last for long. If not, he will be treated like a mad person. And if he was to be aware that he said such things, then it is shirk. So one has to be very careful. This subject is the subject area of the Sufis. And if you are not in that subject area, you will not understand what is being said. But here we are seeing it clearly that Allah is telling us, Nudiya min shatil wadil aymani fil buk'ati mubarakati min ash-shajarati, from the tree. Inni ana Allah rabbul alamin, that I am Allah, the Lord of the worlds.
Wa ana alqi 'asak. فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب يا موسى أقبل ولا تخف إنك من الآمنين.
وأن ألقي عصاك فلما رأيها تهتز كأنها جان ولي مدبرا ولم يعقب يا موسى أقبل ولا تخف إنك من الآمنين. This voice went on and said, وأن ألقي عصاك, and throw down your staff. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْهَا تَهْتَزُّ كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ, when he saw the staff moving very rapidly, كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ, like it is a small snake in movement, وَلَّي مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ, he thought, start running without turning back. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى, يَا مُوسَى, أقبل ولا تخف إنك من الآمنين. O Moses, turn back and come. You are among people that are secured. In another place, Allah said, فإني لا أخاف لدي المرسلون, that the messengers of Allah have no fear at all when they are before me. In another place, the detail of how it happened, Allah told us that وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى قال هي عصايا أتوكّل عليها وأخش بها على غنمي ولي فيها محارب مغري. The first level, Allah asked him, what is it that is in your front, that is with you? Which means when he heard the sound, أَنَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا, now he can see. So this is my stick. I use it to tend to my animal, to cut leaves for them. Then أَلْكِهَا يَا مُوسَى, then put it down, O Moses. Immediately he saw it turning. In another place, Allah said, فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْئِ, it's like a long snake that is moving. In another place, Allah said, فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ, it's like a snake that is so big that you can call a serpent. So here, it means it is big, it is long, yet it is moving so rapidly, as if it was just like a child's name. So Moses, immediately he saw this, he turned on his heel, running away. Walam yu'aqib, he did not turn back again. But when a person is in a state of fear, we don't turn back to see anything. But Allah quickly asked him, aqbil wa la takhaf, turn back and come, don't fear. Innaka min al-aminin, you are among those that are vouchsafed from fear before Allah. This is Moses.
أسلك يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم إليك جناحك من الرهب فذلك برهانان من ربك إلى فرعون وملئه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين.
اسلك يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم إليك جناحك من الرهب فذلك برهانان من ربك إلى فرعون وملئه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين. الله تبارك وتعالى now told him, اسلك يدك في جيبك, put your hand through the opening of your garment inside your armpit. تخرج بيضاء, it will come out white, bright like the moon, so bright, dazzling, من غير سوء, yet without any blemish in it. اسلك يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم يدك الى جناحك واضمم اليك جناحك من الرهب فذلك برهانان من ربك الى فرعون. And put your wings, that is your two hands now, fold yourself out of fear that you are having. This and the first one, your hands and the stick, fazanika, these two, burhanani, are proofs, ila fir'auna, to Pharaoh, wa mala'ihi, and his ministers that are with him. Fazanika burhanani, ila fir'auna wa mala'ihi, innahum kanu qawman fasikin. These people that I'm sending you to, they are a people that you already know. They are engrossed in transgression, committing evil all the time. Here, Allah is now telling him his mission is to go to Fir'aun. Allah at the beginning he said, وَأُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلْهُمُ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلْهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. That my intention, Allah said, is that these people that have been belittled on the earth and put down, I will bring them to be the ones on top and I will make them to inherit the land. Now, Moses that grew up in the palace of Pharaoh is now being sent back to Pharaoh. The process of getting the land back to the people of Egypt, to the people of Israelites, is on the way. Remember, the time that Allah made this promise is now 40 years. It was before Moses was given birth to. Moses spent 10 years falamma baraga ashuddahu wastawi, until he became strong in physical strength, in intellect. Then he committed this crime and he left the town. He went, he spent 10 years, he has spent 40 years. That is the year that prophets are normally made prophets. He came now, Allah has addressed him, and Allah is telling him that he should go back to Fir'aun. He was on his way before in a state of fear, taking the bush path. But Allah is now telling him, no, it's Fir'aun you don't want to see you because of your sin. It is Fir'aun that you are going to yourself. That's Allah. If you say that the sound is coming out from the tree, look at the stick that is an ordinary stick has been changed into an animal now. This is a stick before. You threw it down, it was changed into an animal. The nature has changed. His own hand, that is a normal hand, entered into the armpit, came out, the nature of the hand too has changed. It's not everybody that can become a prophet. It's not everybody that Allah can choose. Allah has to choose somebody that can do what Allah wants him to do. The important thing is, if you are lucky, you know the person that is chosen, yours is to follow him. All of us, remember, whenever there is going to be an election, if they say this person is from your state, he's contesting the president, you want him to win. You are not the one part, but just because he is from your state. Let alone if they say it's from your own house. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that is sent to us and sent to the whole of the creation part is from the species of mankind. So we mankind, we should be grateful to Allah that he selected from our species. It's like Elections is going on, and we want the human being to win, and the prophet is the one contesting. Always, let us be grateful to Allah. Let's not say we must be the one chosen before we agree. It's enough that the person chosen, we know him. He's been asked now to go to Pharaoh, and he's the one who is going to emancipate the children of Israel from the hands of Pharaoh.
قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون.
قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون. ربي, oh my Lord, إني قتلت منهم نفسا. I have killed a soul among them. فأخاف, and I am afraid. And yaqtulun, that they should kill me in return, even though Allah has told him, "Aqbil wa la tahaf," come and don't fear. You can see there's still fear in him. You wouldn't understand unless you know who Fir'aun is, what kind of palace he has, what kind of tyrant he is. This is a tyrant. That in your presence, you can take a human being and ask him to be used as a grease, so that the building can be pushed easily. He is the one that 20,000 children were killed just like that. He did not bother. This is a human being. That's why fear a human being who does not fear Allah. Fear a human being that fears Allah. But in all, fear Allah at all the time. Don't see a human being and say he can do nothing. When human being forgets about Allah, there's nothing he cannot do. When a human being also immerses himself in worshipping Allah, there's nothing Allah cannot do on his behalf. It's like that. So he said, "Inni qataltu minhum nafsan." One soul among them I killed. Only one soul. So let us not take killing to be a small thing in Islam. If a prophet is afraid to go back to a king because he killed one person, then if you commit crime and you kill people, you can see how it is. And you don't come and say that it is Islam, you are killing people. Who gave you the permission? I'm afraid that they will kill me in return.
وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي لِدَنْ يُصَدِّقَنِي إني أخاف أن يكذبون.
وأخي هارون وأبصر مني لسانا فارسله معي يردا يصدقني إني أخاف أن يكذبون. Oh my Lord, ربي. وأخي هارون and my brother Harun هو أبصر مني لسانا. He is more eloquent than me in speech. فارسله معي يردا. Send him with me as a support. Yusaddiquni, then they will testify to the message I have come to tell them. In their khab and yukadhibun. I'm also afraid that they will deny and they will put to lie the message I bring to them. Remember that Moses, the tongue was burnt when he was young. So when he talks, it does not come out easily. One does not hear him easily. He doesn't want to deliver the speech of Allah, and he doesn't do it in eloquence and in clarity that the message of Allah deserves. He knows that he has a brother who is very good to him. He said, "This is my brother Harun. Allow him to also go with me." In another place, Allah was telling us that, "Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli waj'alli waziran min ahli Harun ahi." That he begged Allah, "Give me a minister to go on this message with me, my brother Harun." You see how nice this man Moses is. If you are told that he is the third in the hierarchy of the creation, after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the next person is Anabi Ibrahim Alayhi Wasallam. The next person is Anabi Musa. And because Allah will not separate two things that he has put together, the fourth person is Anabi Harun. Anabi Harun now got this position because of his brother Anabi Musa. This is what we are supposed to do. Sheikh Ibrahim used to say, every human being should try to be like Anim Musa with regards to his brother. Immediately you are having a good position, think of your brother and see how he can also be part of it. Not that he would take a part that he cannot do. Here Anim Musa did not say he should do everything. No, he is more eloquent than me in speech. If we have a message to deliver, I will tell him the message, he will say it to them. Just like when a person comes, he is talking, he doesn't have a loud voice, there is no microphone. You get somebody that has a loud voice, so he will deliver in a loud voice. So this is what Haruna is going to do for him. But Allah went beyond that. But when you show Allah that you are generous, Allah will show you that, for who akramun akramin, that is the most generous of all generous people. Since you can remember your brother and you are generous to him, I will also go beyond that. He made him a prophet and made him to also be a minister to Anabi Musa. So he's now going to go together with the name Musa, Ridan as a support. If I just go and I start talking, my tongue is not good enough. They will deny what I tell them and they will put me to lie.
قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون.
قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون. الله تبارك وتعالى وسمع ترين موسيس سنشد عضدك بأخيك. I shall for sure strengthen your arm with your brother. ونجعل لكما سلطانا, and I shall give you authority and strength. Nothing will touch any of you out of any form of evil or anything. The ayatina, and by this sign that I have given you that you are carrying, antuma, the two of you, tabakuma, and anybody who follows you, minal ghalibun, would be the ones that will defeat and will overcome in any situation. That's what Allah now told him. Sana shuddu arduka bi ahika wa naj'al lakum sultanan fala yasluna ilaykum bi ayatina antuma wa nitabakum al-ghalibun. Yeah, sana shuddu arduka bi ahika, which means the arm that he used to carry things, I will support. Here Allah is just telling him that he's going to strengthen his resolve, because whenever you are alone, you're not as strong as if you are with somebody else. This is the wisdom by telling us that always pray in congregation, and that congregation starts from two. Any two. If you are with your wife, it's congregation. If you are with your brother, it's congregation. But congregation starts from two. And from all this that is going, you can see that there is no time that Moses wants to be alone except when he was running away from danger. Initially, when he left Madiana, he was with his wife. This is their own culture, that always when prophets are traveling, they travel with their wife, except if they are running away from danger. Like in Hijrah, it's Hijrah. They are probably going alone. In the case of the Prophet last summer, we went with Sayyidina Abu Bakr. But most of our sheikhs, like Sheikh Ibrahim Niyas, like Sheikh Dayar Bochi, most of the time when they travel with their wives. Where their wives are not there, they travel with their companions. They don't travel alone. The Prophet even went as far as saying that a person should not set out alone on a journey. A loner who is on a journey is like a satan. Two is like two satan. When there are three, that is journey. But when you are running away from trouble, you don't even remember anything. So you can be alone. And Allah is with you at that time. But in this case, he now has his brother Haruna with him. And he has the miracles that Allah has given him, the staff on his hand that is a light. Anytime he puts it into his armpit and bring it out by putting inside the dress, so that the hand enter his armpit directly, nothing is in between it. By the time it comes out, it's light. If he's afraid, he should fold his armpit together, and then he will feel safe. With all this now, they have clear signs, and they have message to go and tell Pharaoh. What is the message? In another place, Allah said, "Anarsil ma'ana bani Israel," that allow the children of Israel to go away with me. Let's go and find our own land. This is the message that he was asked to go and tell Pharaoh. In another place, he said, "Fakula lahu kawlan layinan la Allahu yatazakkara aw yakhsha." When you go to him, talk to him layinan, gently. Don't talk to him in a harsh tone. La Allahu yatazakkara, maybe he will remember that he's an ordinary human being, he's not God. Aw yakhsha, or he will be afraid. But is it the same person that I was afraid that I think he will not grow up? He's the one who grew up, went and came. Instead of Moses, instead of Pharaoh to listen to Moses, he will graduate from being Allah to the greatest, from being God to the greatest of gods. He will no more say he's God now. He said, "I am the greatest of all gods." Anna Rabbukum al-A'la.
فلما جاءهم موسى بآياتنا بينات قالوا ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى وما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين.
فلما جاءهم موسى بآياتنا بينات قالوا ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى وما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. فلما جاءهم موسى بآياتنا بينات, when Moses جاءهم بآياتنا بينات, now came to them with our signs, that is very clear. قالوا, this is what they said, ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى, this is nothing but a fabricated magic. وما سمعنا بهذا, we have never had this kind of message, في آبائنا الأولين, from our forefathers, that a person that we trained, we brought up, will suddenly come and tell us that all our slaves, we should give them out in one day. And then he will tell us that he is sent by the Lord of the whole creation. Who is this Lord? We have never heard of this. This is what the Mala'i that was sent to. In another place, Allah said, "Ila qawmihi." Another place, Allah said, "Ila mala'ihi." Allah said, "To his people." In another place, Allah said, "To his ministers." Because generally, when a message is going to the people, it doesn't go to all of them. It goes to the leaders within the community. If the president of a country wants to talk to a tribe, he will call the leaders of that tribe and talk to him. When he talks to them, it's like he has talked to the whole of the community. So in one place, you hear Allah said, "Ila qawmihi." In another place, you hear Allah said, "Ila mala'ihi." This is what they said. Ma haza illa sihrun muftara. This is just magic. The message you brought is not understood to us. Ma samina bihaza. We have never had this kind of message. Fi abayna al-awalin. In with our forefathers. That is, a person will come. After all we have done for him, we brought him up. He will come and say that all the slaves that are serving us, we should release all of them in one day.
وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. Moses now looked back at them and he replied, وقال موسى ربي أعلم, Lord that has sent me, he knows best. Rabbi alam biman jaa bil huda min indihi. He knows best who among us has brought guidance from within, from Allah's place. Rabbi alam biman jaa bil huda min indihi wa man takun lahu aqibatu ad-dayr. And my Lord knows best who at the end of the day will have the inheritance of the abud, that's paradise. Innahu la yuflihu zalimun. People that are oppressors, people that are unjust, at the end of the day will never become prosperous. Even us today, when we have films that are designed by these people that make films, whether it's in Hollywood or whatever, you will see that whoever is playing the character of an evil person always end up being the loser. Whoever is oppressed always end up being the victorious. All this are telling us that this is the truth of life. And when we look back, you will never see where a person is an oppressor and ended up being well. So this is exactly what Moses is now saying, that the end always is for the one who is along the guidance of Allah. And whoever is the oppressor, the unjust, never end up being prosperous, no matter how much of what he enjoys at the moment. So this is what Moses has replied. So may Allah assist all of us. Mm-hmm. Say the question.
This one will take the question to me.
That is the answer, ask it.
Okay. The person wants to know the Islamic perspective on physical or social distancing. That he observed that this was done in Makkah and Kaula. Why observing so?
Somebody is asking on the position of Islam on social distancing. This social distancing today that has come is not to be brought in to Islamic judgment because there is a problem on ground. Even Islam says that when there is war and in the war front you have to pray, you only pray one rak'ah with the Imam, and the Imam will continue to stand and you finish your second rak'ah on your own. This is not normal. And whenever we have a health problem, we try to listen to the doctors, and what the doctor says, we try to allow it to rule us. First, alu ahla zikr in kuntum la ta'lamun. Fa'idat mamta fa'akim salat. By any day that our situation has changed and we are now in a state of security, we'll go back to the way we normally say our prayers. For now, we cannot say prayer the way we used to say it. Just like you cannot sit down as a healthy person and decide to say your prayer in sitting position or in lying down position. But if you are sick, all these are allowed. So we are not in a secure position now. The doctors say we should maintain a social distance. So we have to maintain it until these things are over. We should not try to bring PQ and other things to judge the issues. All the PQ that we have, most of them, is for when there is security and there is peace. That's why Allah said, فَإِذَا أَتْمَمْتُمْ وَأَكِمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Whenever security has returned, tranquility has returned, then we go ahead and we'll say our salah. May Allah have mercy on us. May Allah bring the end of this disease in our sight. We should try to obey what the doctor says so that this thing can end up on time. If we don't obey, it will become more disastrous. It's like somebody who is losing weight and is asked to stop eating this, and he stops it for some time, then he went back to eat because he could not have patience. What will happen is that he will increase far beyond the weight he was having before. So let us all try to maintain discipline. Muslims should be the most disciplined because we fast, we give zakah, we say our salahs in congregation, we distance ourselves from zina and telling lies. So it should not be difficult for us to be disciplined in this situation. May Allah have mercy on all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen Islam.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen Muslims.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah reward our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May he grant us faith in Islam.
Amen.
May he grant us strength in Islam to worship Allah And may Allah be pleased with all of us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatihil ma'ughliq, al-khatimil ma sabaqa nasul haqqul haqq, al-hadi ila siratikal mustaqim, wa 'ala alihi haqqa qadrihi miqdaril 'azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Abdulaziz, thank you very much.